Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's a Thursday. Glad to have you on board for the Steve Gruber Show, knocking down Marxist nonsense on a daily basis, rejecting socialist theology because it's repugnant, and teaching history from a point of view of from facts, not from what we make up along the way like so many do on the left. The American Federation of Teachers joining that group, well, they've been in that group for a long time, but really moving to the front of that group when Randy Weingarten basically said that charter schools are racist and segregationist cousins and a bad thing. This despite the facts that so many minority students benefit from charter schools. My next guest, Jeannie Allen, is here, CEO of the Center for Education Reform. Jeannie, welcome to the program.
Morning, Steve.
I see that you and some folks on social media have had some conversations about this recently. They seem to take issue with you that basically you're a racist because you support charter schools. You support better education for all kids. Therefore, you don't support the socialist, Marxist, Leninist model. So therefore, there's something wrong with you, not them, but with you. It's laughable, except it's sad.
Well, you know, the big challenge here is that we have all become so comfortable with the system, the actual education system we have, that we think there's no other, unless you have options, unless you were born into money, can choose the school district you want, or are lucky enough to be plucked out of obscurity and put into a fancy private school somewhere, you don't realize that millions of Americans are stuck in failing schools. And so there's nothing, I mean, education is literally the pathway, as we know, Steve, to the American dream. And we have a system that sticks kids in rows and boxes and expects them all to learn the same way because that's the way we've always done it. The old joke is if Henry Ford came back today, he wouldn't recognize anything except for the schools look the same.
Yeah, the schools look the same. That's right. And if Henry Ford's model was applied to schools, we'd all be having Model A's and Model T's, right?
That's right. And so Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, you know, there's two teachers unions in the country that represent a majority of public school teachers, because in most states, you are required, if not to join the union, then to at least pay agency fees. Michigan, of course, made some changes to that, which showed that teachers don't typically want to join when they're given the choice. They actually don't. And she decided that this effort to provide students who need an option through school choice programs, scholarships, charters, whatever, were somehow akin to the racists of the 60s who created segregated schools. Outrageous, reprehensible, and many of us have been challenging her. And frankly, she needs to resign, because anyone who says, as the head of a teacher's organization, or one claiming to represent teachers, that people who want a better education for their kids are akin to segregationists should not be representing teachers.
Yeah, keep the poor kids in bad schools, the poor kids often being minority students since Reconstruction. I mean, that's been the plan from Democrats across this country, to keep these people under your thumb, but make sure you tell them you're going to do good things so you get their vote. But you're exactly right, Jeannie. I mean, that's it. Keep them under your thumb, keep them in failing schools, and whenever somebody suggests something different, scream racism. Oh, we're for public schools, we're for equal opportunity for everybody. What, the equal opportunity to be at a crappy school that's failing? I mean, seriously? I mean, that's our opportunity to keep failing students or students that aren't doing well. I mean, we've all heard the stories of kids that graduate high school and can't read or write. We've all heard those stories. It's not like they're unique, right?
And the really great news here is that this really is a very, very small vocal minority of people who want to keep folks behind. Civil rights pioneers from all over the country have been jumping in. Howard Fuller, civil rights pioneer from Milwaukee, who helped create the Milwaukee Choice Program, who grew up fighting for civil rights, wrote recently that low-income and working-class families need the power to choose for their kids, and that concept is grounded in understanding of the right fit for every child.
And just so I'm clear on this, and I want people to understand, I'm not taking and demonizing all public schools. My mother was a public school teacher. I'm not demonizing all public schools. The fact of the matter is, in this country, there are underperforming schools and underperforming districts where people need options. And whether it's a voucher program or a charter school or schools of choice, there are answers out there and opportunities to do something better for these people that have been trapped in this, well, as we know, this cycle of poor education. And when you're in poor education, your opportunities are decreased. If your opportunities are decreased, the chance of you breaking out and getting away from that underperforming neighborhood or school or whatever is limited. So the better schools we give people, all people, children, minority children, the better chance they have to escape that cycle of poverty, right or wrong.
That's right, and that is the absolute purpose of any ed reform effort that includes concept of freedom, the very American concept of freedom. We have to get schools that fit our kids. We cannot make our kids fit schools. And so the whole path, the means, the entire effort to drive kids to have more options and opportunity is so that they can have that American dream. Schools can get better. Schools do get better when parents have choices. We've seen that everywhere. Not only do they want it, schools get better. We've had an economic and educational renaissance in cities from Washington, D.C., frankly, through Detroit to Flint, Michigan, when people have been allowed to have those options. Either schools respond or those parents have a place to go. And so educational freedom and choice is absolutely about making all schools better. And the system is what's to blame. The teachers are working as much as they can to get this job done, but their hands are tied and parents' hands are tied. And so opening up schooling and education to a wide variety of options and diverse providings and offerings and learning for learning styles is exactly the way we have been going for the last 25 years. We have 4% of our kids, not enough, in this country who actually get to make a choice, 10% if you just want to look at charter schools. It's made schools better. It's made people stay in public schools in many cases. Anyone fighting that, fighting it, Steve, because of power and money, not because it's not good for
exactly.
Kids.
It's about power and money. It's about, you know, demanding votes. It's not about social justice, as they like to say. It's about the cycle of power and how, you know, congressional districts are won and lost using union power oftentimes, and the power of keeping people, you know, where they would like to keep them. There's no question. So let's open up the opportunity, because it's true. And competition anywhere almost always creates a better outcome, because you get a better product, whatever the end product is, whether it's students or widgets or anything in between. Jeannie, we have to continue to fight for better schools, because we have to fight for our kids, you know, kids that we'll never know and never meet. They deserve the same opportunity as ones that we do.
Exactly right. And you know, across the country, you know, we're about to open up school. We're already opening up school in some states. We're about to open school again. Most schools will open their doors, and most parents will send their kids to the school where they were zoned. Not because that's the best school for them, because it's the school they live and to which they were assigned. How much sense does that make?
It's what's available.
Really think about it.
Yeah, they send them to where they're available. Now, Jeannie Allen, let me ask, where can people find you? You are the CEO of the Center for Education Reform. People looking for you today to find more information, where would they go?
Edreform.com, Steve, is our website. We can also follow us on Twitter, @EdReform. And if you want to make an old-fashioned phone call, we'd love to talk to anyone, 800-521-2118.
Jeannie Allen, fight the good fight. We greatly appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Jeannie Allen, everybody. I just followed her on Twitter. Interesting individual who is being bombarded all the time by those on the left who, you know, decry anything that she does as racist and elitist and all the other labels used to try to discredit those that have something different to say. 41 after, this is the Steve Griffiths Show.